Hello and welcome to the Warrior King podcast. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. So again, welcome. We have an awesome topic today. It is three things that are destroying your mindset and holding you back from living a fully optimized life when it comes to pursuing your dreams, pursuing success, and pursuing anything in life, bettering yourself. Mindset is super important. Having the right mindset is the foundation for living a fully optimized, super awesome life. So if it's your first time here, welcome. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss any of my future or past content. Lots of valuable information here that I want to get into the hands of more people, more men all over the world. What we do here on the Warrior King podcast is inspire and encourage men to level up every aspect of their lives in their relationships and their marriages and their businesses. When it comes to pursuing your goals and dreams, basically every aspect of your life, that's what we talk about, is leveling that up and living fully optimized lives. So again, it's so good to have you here. Definitely stick around, get engaged with the content, comment and all that stuff so I know who you are and you can get engaged with the community. We are building a strong community of like-minded men here that want to level up our lives, and I'm on that journey with you. And with that being said, let's dive right into the topic of the day, which is three things that are destroying your mindset and holding you back from living a fully optimized, super awesome life. And the first thing that I want to talk about here today is caring what other people think. Now, if you've been here for a while, you've heard me talk extensively on this one before because it's super duper important, but caring what other people think is one of the most dangerous poisons on the mind and the mindset, and it has the potential to hold us back from doing basically anything we want in life. How do I know that it's one of the most dangerous poisons on the mindset? Well, I've struggled with this one extensively myself, and I'm not going to get too much into that or about myself here, but I have struggled with what people think about me a lot in my life, and I can't stress enough the importance of this one. It's like a plague on the mind and a plague on the mindset. You can't care what other people think about you. One of the things that this does is it takes away from your focus. Like if you're pursuing something, if you're pursuing a dream or a goal, or you have your own business, or you're trying to do anything in life, if you're just bogged down with these thoughts about what do people think? What are people thinking about me? What are people saying about me? Or replaying conversations that you had with people that they said something rude and backhanded to you that offended you, said something about your life or about your mission or your purpose or anything, and you repeat it in your head over and over again and just really let it get you. It's taking away from your focus. It's taking away from your ability to be fully optimized in everything that you do and everything that you pursue. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of mind space. Like all the time that you're thinking about all of that, what people think, what people are saying, or things that people said, you could be focused on your future, your goals, your business, all of the things that you want to do, all of the positive things in your life. You could be replacing those thoughts with gratitude. So it's literally a waste of time and a waste of life that you'll never get back just focusing on what other people think. And when it comes to living a fully optimized, super awesome life, we want to be focused on living a super awesome, super fulfilled life, right? We don't want to be focused on the wrong things. And one of the biggest wrong things, one of the main poisons, is thinking about what other people think about us. And it has the potential to completely hold us back in life, especially if we're afraid to step out and do things that we want to do, or go for a goal, or go for a dream that's outside of the box. And we're afraid of what these other people are going to think. Some people don't do that thing that they want to do because of the thought, like, what are people going to think about this? And that can be super damaging to our lives and to our missions and to our purpose. And it takes away from our peace of mind. Now, I know as men and especially entrepreneurs, our brains are racing all the time. There's 1,000 things in our minds at a time. So to say that it takes away from your peace of mind, some of you that I know that watch this would be like, well, I never have peace of mind anyways, but peace of mind on some level is absolutely necessary to live a super awesome, super optimized life. And you want to keep your thoughts positive. I'm sure you've heard before that your thoughts are creating your reality. So if you're thinking about negative things all day long, especially things like, what do people think about me? You're taking away from your peace of mind. You're taking away from your future. You're taking away from the life that you could be living. And since the topic is three things that are destroying your mindset, it is destroying your mindset. It's taking away from your positive mindset and your positive mental attitude. And if you want to be successful in this life, and if you want to do great things, if you want to make yourself a historical figure and go after your dreams, chase your dreams, crush your goals, do all those things, you have to have a positive positive mindset. And it's not all about like frolicking in a field and being a wuss or anything like that. It's about like, I need to keep my thoughts positive. I need to keep a level head so I could be fully optimized on this path and on this mission that I've been put on in this life. And I know that these days, with how crazy the world is, it's very difficult sometimes to have a positive mindset. But if we're talking about being successful in every aspect of our lives, a positive mental attitude and a positive mindset is absolutely necessary. And one of the main poisons that's poisoning our mindsets and taking away from this is worrying about what other people think about us. Don't care what other people think. You need to know that you are awesome anyways, no matter what people think about you, no matter the judgments that people have, no matter the backhanded rude comments. Dude, I get rude comments from people all the time, especially because I work at home. I'm an author and I've started this podcast thing. And at this juncture in my life, my wife still goes to work. She's a teacher. She's very passionate about that. And people make comments all the time like I'm just sitting around doing nothing. Backhanded comments all the time. And I just have to know that I'm awesome, know that what I'm doing is awesome, and that I work 80 plus hours a week at home. They can't see my life. They don't know what I'm actually doing. And they can't see the payoff at the end that I can see, right? Because I see this abundant future and I'm building foundations right now to build that future up. They can't see that. So they have their judgments. They make their comments. And sometimes it does piss me off, but I can't care too much about it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if I cared too much about it and if I let it hold me back and get me down, then I wouldn't have that abundant, super awesome future that I believe in. And like I said, they don't even know my life. So they don't know what I do in my day to day and what's going on. They just have their own perception of who I am and what I'm doing. It's like a character that they've made up in their mind based on their own biases and their own judgments and things like that. And it has absolutely nothing to do with who I really am. So like I said, you have to know that you are awesome anyways. Know that you are awesome. I know that I'm awesome. I know that with the things that I'm doing are great, right? And everything that they think about me is none of my business. My business is my business, where I'm going, what my life is, what my path is, where I know that I'm going, that's going to be way far better off than they'll ever be anyways. I have to know that I'm awesome. You have to know that you're awesome. Don't care what people think about you. Another thing is, people are always going to think negative things about you, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing. You will always have haters. And another thing about the haters is, if you don't have haters, you're probably not doing anything noteworthy or great, and you're probably on the path to nowhere. Like, haters are a very good sign that you are doing something right and that you're on the right path, and they will try to shut you down every step along the way. It's just part of it. It's just how it goes. And the people that you know, maybe even your family members or friends and acquaintances and things like that, like if they're having judgments about you or making backhanded comments, that probably also means that you're doing something great. You have stepped outside of that box. They're recognizing that you are different and that you're doing something different. And it could come down to jealousy, envy, comparison, the fact that they would never step out and do something like that. The source of these judgments and these comments comes from a lot of different places, but those places all exist within those people. It has nothing to do with you ultimately. But like I said, there will always be haters, especially the more successful you get. Like, go and ask any mega successful person when the haters stopped hating on them. They will tell you, no, they kept coming. They increased in number. So knowing that people are always going to have negative judgments about you and about what you're doing and about your life and stuff like that, you can just kind of say, that's just how it is. That's just how people are. I release this. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just going to ignore it. And I'm going to keep a positive mindset and know that I'm awesome anyways. And the more authentic you are in your life, which is a good thing, you want to be authentic in your life. You want to live a life of authenticity. But the more authentic you are in your life, the more that these box checkers are going to notice that you're different. You're doing something different. It's going to put them off. It's going to create judgments in their minds. They might even be looking for judgments to have once they realize that you're about to do something great, because they never would. They're just following the checklist of life, right? So ultimately, caring about what other people think about you is poisoning your mind. It's poisoning your mindset and it's holding you back. And I know it takes some time and I know it takes some work, and I'm still working on this myself. Like I said, I'm right here with you on this journey. But if I cared too much about what people thought about me, I wouldn't be talking to you like this today. I wouldn't have written the 12 novels that I've written or the nonfiction book that I've written. I wouldn't have done anything outside of the box. I would have just checked off those things on the checklist of life and lived a totally average, normal life. But I'm not doing that. I'm doing something extraordinary because I know my worth and I know that I'm worth more. And I want that for you. And not caring what people think about you is absolutely crucial when it comes to living a fully optimized, super awesome life. Remember, nobody watches you harder than your haters. You have to not care about that and continue on your path anyways. And know deep down and for certain that you will be way better off in the end. And you know that they truly don't know anything about you, the real you, what you're really doing, who you really are. If they knew who you really were, who knows if they would even really give a shit. But you know who you are and you know where you're going. You know you're super awesome. Be focused on your own lot. Be focused on your own journey. to be focused on your own success and your own future. Get better and better every day. And if people have thoughts and judgments about that, you don't have to care. You really don't have to care. And as soon as you don't care what other people think about you, you are ridding yourself of one of the greatest poisons to your mindset. And like I said, mindset is most important. All right, so the next thing that I want to talk about today is envy and comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy. Envy and jealousy are also poisons to the mind and the mindset. One of the things that envy and comparison does is it keeps you from living an authentic life. Like if you're comparing yourself to everybody else and what they're doing and the life that they're living and trying to keep up with them and that sort of thing, you are not living an authentic life. You're basically trying to be like everyone else. You are a cookie cutter home at that point. You are just a checklist checker on the checklist of life. You want to live an authentic life, right? You want to discover who you are and do your own thing and be unique and be authentic. So that's one of the things that comparison does, is it robs you of your authenticity and being who you truly are. Another thing that envy and jealousy does in comparison is it hurts nobody but you. Like it's a poison on your own mind and your own mindset. Nobody else knows that it's going on. It's all happening within you. If you're comparing yourself to others and you're jealous of others, saying, oh, he just got this, that's what I wanted. Or now I know that we live in a time of social media, right? So comparison is more poisonous than ever because we can see what everybody else is doing. So-and-so took a cruise. So-and-so just bought a house. So-and-so just graduated, right? And we're seeing all of this. We're seeing all of the happy pictures and seeing what other people are doing. This person just got married. This person that I knew in high school just accomplished this thing that I wanted to accomplish and I haven't accomplished it yet. It keeps people with trying to keep up with each other. I've known a few people like this to get really angry and down when they see other people accomplishing things and they feel like they haven't done enough yet. And it takes away from their joy. It's killing their mindset. It's killing their peace of mind, right? So one of the things that the social media generation has done is it's taken away from a lot of people's ability to be happy for each other for their accomplishments. Instead of being happy for other people for their accomplishments, most of the time people like judge them and hate on them and stuff like that. It's kind of crazy, but it's just a reality. I feel like that's one aspect of it that people don't really talk about, is that we don't celebrate each other's accomplishments anymore. We see somebody accomplish something, it's like, damn it, I haven't even gotten close to that yet. And that's one of the reasons that it is said comparison is the thief of joy. It steals your joy, and it steals your joy for other people and congratulating them and feeling happy for them. Like Brandon just got a new truck. That's super awesome, man. I'm so happy for him that he got a new truck. No, it's like, damn, dude, I haven't even been able to get close to getting that truck yet. And now he has it. What the hell did he do to deserve this truck? You know? So it's that comparison thing. It's envy and jealousy and comparison. It destroys your mindset. It holds you back. And like I said, it's holding you back from living an authentic life that's true to you, true to who you are, true to where you are in your journey right now, because you're comparing yourself to other people and then you're feeling all this lack. You're feeling like, I don't have enough. I haven't done enough. So you constantly feel inadequate, not enough, and that you don't have enough. And the fact of the matter is that everybody is on their own journey. They all have their own struggles. They all have their own problems. Like Brandon, who got the new truck, could be really close to divorce and his whole life fall apart. You don't know. Like, people only post the good things in their lives. They're only sharing the things that they want other people to see, the things that on some level they want to boast about. Or maybe they expect for people to be happy for them. That's a mistake that I've made before, is I used to post my accomplishments on social media and post the cool things that I was doing in life. And I was met with like envy, jealousy, and hatred for it. Nobody congratulated me or anything like that. And this was before it was realized to me that the comparison thing was going on. I was basically like, why isn't anybody happy for me for doing these super awesome things? In the end, it turns out that people probably thought that I was boasting and they were envious and jealous and comparing themselves to me, right? And that makes people angry. So that's stealing away from their joy, but I can choose not to feel like that in my own life when I see other people accomplishing things or doing things or getting material things or anything like that. I can choose to be happy for them. I could choose to not compare myself to them because my life is awesome. I'm making my life awesome. I'm living the life that I am living right now in this very moment. I'm at this stage of my journey and they're at that stage in their journey, and that's okay. I don't have to be them. I don't have to have the same things as them or accomplish things in the same timing. And if I care about what they're doing and I'm comparing myself to them, and if I'm envious and I'm jealous, then I'm wasting my time. Once again, I'm wasting my mindset. I don't have a positive mindset. I'm holding myself back from living an authentic life. Another thing is, if you one-up somebody just to one-up them based on envy, jealousy, and comparison, they likely won't care anyways. Like, you're not getting back at anybody by doing that. Like, if Brandon got that new truck and you get an even better truck and you go and show it off to him, he'd be like, cool, man, I got a new truck too. And the poison of the envy and jealousy and comparison, it's only hurting you. Like I said before, it only happens on the inside. Nobody else cares that you feel like that. To put it plainly, to be blunt about it, like nobody cares. Like you need to live a life that's authentic and true to you. Don't compare yourself to other people is what it really comes down to. Like focus on your own mission, your own journey, your own life, and make sure that you're optimizing it and making it as awesome as possible so that you're not feeling feelings of lack, so that you're feeling feelings of gratitude. Make yourself better every single day. Make your life and your future better every single day. Do everything that you can to do that. Focus on, and I'm not saying be selfish and only focus on yourself, but I'm saying don't compare yourself to others. Be focused on where you're going, what you're doing. So most of the time when you try to one-up somebody based on envy, jealousy, and comparison, they likely won't even care. And if they do care, and if they try to double one-up you or whatever you would call it, that just means that they're just as miserable as you, and they're living their lives based on envy, jealousy, and comparison, and competing with each other. That's a word that I left out, competing. Don't compete with others. And when people accomplish things and when people get things that you wanted even, be happy for them. Celebrate that. Say to yourself even like, oh gosh, I'm so happy. Like even if you feel that envy and jealousy pop up in you and that comparison, just crush it with, I'm so happy for him. Feel that gratitude. Feel it in your body, in your mind, body, and spirit. I am so happy for him that he accomplished this thing or got this thing or did this thing. And it will completely reshape your mindset around envy, jealousy, and comparison. You have to catch those thoughts, take them captive, and shift them into being better thoughts. So that's envy, jealousy, and comparison. It is destroying your mindset and destroying a lot of your life. Do not compare yourself to other people. Don't care what other people think about you, and don't compare yourself to other people. Don't be envious and jealous. And we're going to get into the third and most important thing right after this quick ad break. Thank you guys. Stick around. Want to level up your life as a man and unlock your masculinity? My book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within, is a 7-level course to embracing the primal wild self and awakening the warrior king within. Covering everything from what it means to be a man, embracing masculinity, love and relationships, being a protector and provider, pursuing your purpose and success, and a whole lot more. I spent a year living in a school bus conversion in the wilderness while I wrote this book, and I believe that it is a journey of self-discovery that will change your life forever. Everything that I learned on my own journey to unlocking what it means to be a man and leveling up my life is in there. The 7 levels are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. You can find a link for Warrior King the book in the description of this podcast episode or video. Grab a copy to take the first step on your transformational journey today. Again, that's Warrior King by Michael Riggs. All right, welcome back. Thank you for listening to that spiel. And now let's get into the third and most important thing on this list of things that are destroying your mindset, which is,
are you ready for it?
Unforgiveness. And this is one that a lot of people don't want to hear and a lot of people don't want to talk about. But unforgiveness, living in the past, and resentment are killing your mindset. And when it comes to forgiveness or unforgiveness, this goes as deep as the soul. Unforgiveness is a poison to the mind, body, and spirit. And much like envy and jealousy and comparison, unforgiveness doesn't hurt anybody but you. The truth is we can't change the past. The past already happened. And if we live in the past, and if we think about the past, and if we hold resentments and anger towards people who wronged us or hurt us, we're poisoning only our own minds, bodies, and spirits. Like you can't take a past event or memory and hate someone to death. Like that resentment that you're holding for things that happened in the past is only hurting yourself. It's hurting your present moment and it's hurting your future. And it can't extend outward from yourself and harm the past. Like you can't kill the past by hating the past so much. You understand? And I know that some of you have past experiences that you can't even imagine at this moment forgiving. I know that I did before, and people go through horrible, horrible things. And there are people that really, really hurt people. And I know that some of you have been through that and you're like, how could I ever forgive that and let that go? But I'm letting you know right here today that you have to. And one of the things about forgiveness that people don't realize or understand is that forgiving doesn't mean that that thing was okay, that what that person did was okay. But it means I am releasing that. I've come to terms with that. I'm forgiving that deed or that action or that thing that happened to me. And I'm clearing it from my life right here, right now, today, so I can live in the present and move into an abundant, beautiful future. I'm not going to let these things hold me back in my mind, in my life anymore. And like I said, I know that some of you have been through things that you can't even imagine forgiving, but that is why forgiveness is so profound and so powerful, is because it's having the strength and the courage to let go of that thing that was so horrible that happened, or that person that was so horrible to you, or whatever, that resentment that you have, that grudge that you have from the past. It takes a lot of strength to do that. So when you do that, when you you release those things, when you let go of them, it's very, very powerful. It can completely transform your life. You will realize, I have let this huge weight off of me. And like I said, you can't resent that event or that thing or that person to death. You can't do that. Like, it's only harming yourself. It's only poisoning your own mind and your own mindset to hold on to these resentments for so long. And another misconception about forgiveness is that what you think, well, I have to go and say to that person, I forgive you, or I have to go and, you know, come to some sort of closure about this thing and that sort of thing. But the thing is, forgiveness happens on the inside. It's happening in your spirit, within your soul, within your own mind, and within your own self. It's a choice that you make. It's not some big event. It's not going in, talking to that person and being their best friend or anything like that. It's an internal thing, which is also why it's only harming you. This is all happening within you. Unforgiveness and resentment. I wish I had more words for that, but unforgiveness and resentment is only harming yourself. Forgiveness happens on the inside. It happens internally within you. It's saying what happened is in the past and I no longer live there anymore. I can't change anything. It already happened. I can't go back no matter how much I want to. And I know that it would be super awesome in some cases to just go back and change everything. But remember, you are who you are today because of the things that you've been through, even the bad things. And it's saying, I no longer resent that person. And sometimes it means letting that person go without holding on to resentment for them. You know, sometimes resent people and we haven't forgiven them, but they're still a part of our lives just by default. You know, they're close family members or things like that. Or maybe they were really horrible in the past and they're pretty okay now, but you still hold on to those things from the past. And you're like, gosh, I can't release this. Like, I want to be friends with this person. I want to believe in the new them, but I just can't let go of this horrible thing that they did to me before. But forgiveness happens on the inside, right? It's work that you have to do. It's something that you have to come to terms with. And like I said, sometimes it means releasing that person and letting them go. Or it could come to you having the strength to say to that person, I forgive you, and to be their friend and to talk to them all the time and to just let go of the past. It's all about not living in the past. Living in the past is the poison to your mindset, and unforgiveness is a poison to your mindset and your mind, body, and spirit. You need to think about any instance where you feel that you haven't forgiven the past or that you haven't come to terms with the past and moved forward. And this will level up your mindset far greater than you can even imagine right now. And I know that there are things that some of you have been through that you're like, that's impossible to forgive. I would be horrible if I forgave that. And no, it's going to be profound. It's going to be powerful. It might take some time. I mean, you could hear this right now in 5-10 years down the line. You remember, I watched this talk and now I've finally forgiven this person after all this time. And it turns out that he was right. I'm telling you, this stuff is very, very powerful and it will level up your life far greater than you can imagine. Just saying, I don't live in the past anymore. What happened, happened. I can't change it. I'm not going to hold on to resentment, because resentment and unforgiveness are poisons on the inside of you and nowhere else, to no one else. It's harming only you, your mind, body, and spirit. Say, I clear this from my life. I clear this from my mind. I'm letting it go and I'm moving forward into a super awesome, fully optimized, abundant, abundant future. I'm not going to let all of these negative mindsets hold me back anymore. I'm going to have a positive mindset. I'm going to take all of these thoughts captive and I'm going to crush them and I'm going to replace them with thoughts of gratitude and abundance. Everything that God has in store for me in this life, because I know, you know, that great things are coming for you. So that's my three things that are poisoning your mindset, destroying your mindset, and holding you back in life. I want you to really reflect on these three things and think about how you can change them, how you can shift these mindsets to level up every aspect of your life, because these three things, ridding yourself of them, will improve every aspect of your life. That's why I chose these three things, because I knew that they related to everything about your mindset. I mean, your business, your life, your relationships, literally every aspect of your life. Like, these things are very, very important. So I want you to think about them. That's not caring what other people think about you, not being envious or jealous or comparing yourself to other people, and unforgiveness. You need to let go of the past and live right now and move into a super abundant, super awesome future. So that's what I got for you guys today. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you're not subscribed and you made it this far in this podcast episode or video, definitely subscribe so you don't miss any of my future content or videos. Again, get engaged with the content, comment, all that stuff. Let me know how this episode has inspired you. If it has, I hope it has. I hope I'm reaching people with these positive, empowering messages to level up every aspect of their lives. It's super awesome to have this opportunity to talk to you today and impart some of the wisdom that I've attained over the years. Thank you guys so much again, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks, guys. Bye.